The sluggish global economic recovery has been blamed for aggravating the youth job crisis. The International Labour Organization, ILO, says queues for available jobs are becoming longer and longer. The agency points out that despite some regional differences, the global youth unemployment rate continues to rise and is projected to reach 12.8% by 2018. This will wipe out the gains made at the start of the economic recovery. José Manuel Salazar is the ILO's Assistant Director General for Policy.
The global youth unemployment rate decreased from 12.7% in 2009 to 12.3% in 2011, but increased again 12.4% in 2012 and is expected to continue to grow 12.6% in 2013. This is 1.1 percentage points above the pre-crisis level in 2007. In absolute numbers, global youth unemployment is estimated to stand at 73.4 million in 2013, which is an increase of 3.5 million since 2007.
Mr. Salazar says the regional youth unemployment rates showed large variations. He says in 2012, the rates were the highest in the Middle East and North Africa, with 28 and 23% respectively, and the lowest in East Asia and South Asia, where they were just over 9%.
Between 2011 and 12, regional youth unemployment rates increased in six of the nine regions, and these regions are the developed economies and the EU, South Asia, East Asia, the Middle East, North Africa, and Sub-Saharan Africa. This is where regional youth unemployment rates increased. They did not increase in three regions, Central and Southeastern Europe, and the Commonwealth of Independent States, Latin America and the Caribbean, and Southeast Asia and the Pacific.
ILO economist Sarah Elder says education plays a critical role in tackling the problem of youth unemployment. She points out that growth in the economies of developing countries has not translated to good jobs for young people.
The few available good jobs are available only to those who manage to stay in the education system. And these are mostly the young people that benefit from this growing middle class. So if you don't manage to get an education in these economies, then your destiny is very low level, low paid employment in the informal economy. And there's no escape from that.
Muazzam Mahmoud, director of the ILO Economic and Labor Market Analysis Department, says the issue of labor market problems needs to be addressed in tackling youth unemployment.
Policy then comes in very clearly that you've got to address, you've got to walk on two legs. Aggregate demand, you've got to have increased demand for people to want to produce more and to hire more. But there are serious issues in labour markets of rigidities, of principally one of skills mismatch, which need to be addressed.
The ILO stresses that there is no one-size-fits-all solution for youth unemployment. But there are key policy areas to foster pro-employment growth and decent job creation. Derek Mbata, United Nations.